Hi there, my name's Aaron Matek.
And I'm Katie Halper.
And we are Useful Idiots, the irreverent politics podcast calling out corporate politicians and their media stenographers.
Here, no one is safe from our ridicule. A wise journalist once said that all news can fit into the four basic food groups of news.
The four food groups are Democrats suck, Republicans suck, isn't that weird, and isn't that terrible. Each week, we deep dive on one news story from each category, covering the 2024 election, America's endless proxy wars, and so much more.
Plus, we host weekly interviews with politicians, journalists, writers, rock stars, comedians, and more.
Past guests include Noam Chomsky, Roger Waters, Abby Martin, Noor Erekat, Oliver Stone, Bernie Sanders, and David Cross.
So ditch corporate media and learn what's really going on in the world with Useful Idiots. New episodes drop every Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes sharing that emotion or those emotions with your significant other is not the best answer. That may not be a vulnerability that they need to hear because of the damage it's going to do to potentially the relationship. And that's why the emotional isolation piece needs to be held with brothers, because that vulnerability can be held. It can be a shared experience. It can be understood by men who are in your shoes, who have grown in similar styles in how men are raised in at least Western culture.
My name is Johnny L. Sasser, and I'm a former Special Operations U.S. Army Ranger and Tactical Commander to the U.S. Ambassador's Protective Detail. I have seen the struggle even the most hardened men have faced when they combat their inner demons, and I am here to shine a light on those struggles to show that no man is exempt from adversity and internal pain. Men from all walks of life share their stories of hardship, darkness, and perseverance so that every man knows that whatever he is going through, he is not alone. Evolution for Men begins now.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to The Art of Masculinity. We're diving in today on the things that are unspoken amongst men, the things that men aren't talking about regularly with their brothers, or they're kind of shying away from these conversations. And it's important that we kind of identify this, because I think there's a huge commonality amongst men. I just ran my Wild Man Experience back in August, and I take a group of five men with me, and we've converted this now into a mastermind. So it's actually a 12-month program where we keep these guys together for 5 months. And in those, or sorry, 12 months, and we keep these five guys together, but they get to really grow every month together virtually through all kinds of different modalities that we're incorporating and improving their lives in all areas. And then also they get three in-person events, one of which is my Kodiak event, where they get to bring back at least 50 pounds of fillets of high quality wild caught Alaskan fish. So anyways, I say all of that to say that there was comments made by these men on why they love the Wild Man Experience so much. And it's because it's like bringing men back to being men, but also incorporating the evolution of deeper conversations that actually are meaningful and developmental. And that's where I think we struggle as men. Everybody believes in a lot of cases, we're just preconditioned this way. And it's from our forefathers, from our ancestors, from our previous generations that kind of had these conversations escape them about the realness of internal struggles that go on. Everything that was done was very superficial. And I can attest to this being somebody who came from a very blue collar family, the gritty workers, the ones who, you know, break their backs year after year to essentially put food on the table for their families, but not really have an everlasting legacy of wealth and of passing that on to generational wealth. I come from that line of family, and I have been around the guys that we are great with our hands. When you put us in physical things, we really work well at those. But guess what? Those jobs aren't the ones that condition you to have that generational wealth, nor are they the ones that condition you to have the real conversations that are going on, because you're in this heightened sense of alpha environment where men are supposed to be men, right? And so there is a conversation for both that and the evolutionary piece of how we can get some some of these things to come outside of us so we actually feel like a weight is lifted off. And the first thing I want to talk about is the introduction to silence, right? Like silence is a huge thing where men are discouraged from opening up about whatever it is that they're feeling, whatever it is that's going on inside. And they are taught to sit in silence and suffer through it, because if they can't figure it out themselves, then they're weak, then they're not really men, and that they're effeminized because of that. And there's nothing more further from the truth than the fact that men actually really value you as a friend and as a brother more so when you give that vulnerability. Because the high likelihood, and again, we've talked about this on the show, but the high likelihood is that that person you're speaking to is also working through something like that or similar to that. So when we hide all of these things and play as though that the silence is what makes us tough, the silence is what makes us a man, we're actually depriving our friends and our family and our colleagues and our brothers. We're depriving them of growing not only in their lives as men, but also in bonding with us as brothers. And we're also depriving ourselves of these more in-depth connected relationships with men in our lives. And we need that. We need that connection. So it's part of why I created the Wild Man Experience, but it's also just in general, like we are not our best selves when we don't have that supporting cast of men in our lives that can uplift us, we can bounce ideas off of, that can collaborate with us, that can expand with us. When we don't have that group, we suffer. And so when we suffer in silence, we're not incorporating that group into our lives. Now, we also need to break this silence, and we have to be the trailblazers in this, guys. Like, if you aren't willing to be the trailblazer, then you're not going to end up reaping the benefits of bringing not only yourself out of the silence, but other men out of the silence. And that is powerful, man. If you're going to be that trailblazer, if you're going to bring these guys forward, if you're going to be the guy that is the new standard bearer on what evolving as a man is, you've got to maybe step foot into breaking that silence first. And so the expectation of opening up with emotions or opening up with vulnerability, maybe you're financially not doing well, maybe you're not doing well relationally, maybe you're not doing well internally, maybe you're not doing well in your job, maybe you're not doing well with relationships with friends or your kids, like whatever it is, open up about those things. We're taught so much to protect them, especially with relationships and finances. Those are two very big ones. You were like big no-nos, you know, big no-nos going out and speaking those to other men, right? We couldn't, how dare we expose ourselves in those ways, in those very vulnerable areas of life. But when we actually have that vulnerability, we actually become men of higher stature with our brothers. They look at us because they're like, wow, I wish I could open up about that. I wish I could be the one that was the trailblazer in giving that information out because I really need some help. And man, I find myself protecting some of this information a lot of times too. And I have to recalibrate that conversation and be like, no. Now, you want to find the outlets that it's safe to do that. And that's what I mean is like, you got to find this brotherhood or people that you can feel safety in opening up. The ones that don't have judgment and the ones that are really there for you to support you, not to beat you up, not to compare you to them or to the rest of the world. So you got to find those people and you've got to be able to open up to them. And when you do, now you're starting to be that trailblazer because maybe they aren't the first ones to open up and that's okay. But we've got to break the silence. So the next thing that the unspoken things that men don't really open up with one another. And hear me out, because you guys are going to probably say like, oh, we do this, is goal setting, right? And like, no, you don't do goal setting necessarily as opening up to your buddies, right? You may goal set behind closed doors and you may drive to that. But when you open up about goal setting in your life, the reason why this is important is because one, it shares a destination with your brothers that you're looking towards, that allows them to hold you accountable to. So if you don't hit that mark, there's going to be questions, right? And they're going to check in on you on that. There's accountability in that. So when you goal set with your brothers, and this is why masterminds are so powerful. This is why coaching even exists, because the accountability portion of it. But if we're willing to be, again, trailblazers in this, if we're willing to be men who talk about this with our brothers, we're allowed to then goal set and allowing them permission to goal set and to hold each other accountable. And you don't have to go pay thousands of dollars to be part of something that can really help you with this, but you can also cultivate it yourself with your group of brothers. So think about that. Think about how you're actually sharing that goal setting and this unspoken conversation of what it means to have dreams, guys. That's what goal setting is. You want to have dreams in your life. And if you're not dreaming, then you're just sitting in comfort. And I find that a lot of guys, really, when they get very comfortable in their lives, when they get very comfortable in their job, they no longer goal set. They're just there for mediocrity. They're there for the day in, day out. And I say mediocrity, it doesn't necessarily mean income. I mean mediocrity of no growth. I mean mediocrity of Groundhog's Day, right? Like, that's mediocrity in life. Like, you've got to find the bigger picture of life and expand yourself with joy and open conversations. And part of that is breaking open this dreaming to the men in your life, because they're going to either hold that or they're going to show themselves to not be somebody who needs to still be in your life. But regardless, you're going to give yourself the availability of accountability, and you're going to give yourself the availability of sharing in a dream with your brothers and them sharing in that dream with you. And you may find that they get to open up too, and you may expand their consciousness and beliefs on what they can see in their lives. So that's another unspoken conversation that we're not carrying in real time. The emotional isolation, like, this is a big one too. All right. This is a conversation we're not having. Guys that carry deep emotions, again, typically it's the negative emotions that we kind of hone in on, because those are the ones that really show themselves physically with suicide rates in men. If we are not opening up about the emotional isolation of the repression of these emotions, then we're not allowing ourselves to then have that cathartic release. We're not allowing ourselves to have input from other men, and we're not having ourselves or allowing ourselves the input from the other men's experiences who may have already gone through this, who may have already addressed this in their lives, who may have actually gotten therapy or help at some point in their lives, because this became so insurmountable. But when we open up to those conversations about emotional isolation and stop protecting those feelings and stop bringing us back to silence and thinking that we're going to be able to figure this out, or even sharing that information with the improper group, right? Like, sometimes that emotional isolation, and I've talked about this, I think it's a great conversation piece, and there's more to it than just this comment. You may have to go listen to a previous episode I have where I went in depth on this, but sometimes sharing that emotion or those emotions with your significant other is not the best answer. That may not be a vulnerability that they need to hear because of the damage it's going to do to potentially the relationship. And that's why the emotional isolation piece needs to be held with brothers, because that vulnerability can be held. It can be a shared experience. It can be understood by men who are in your shoes, who have grown in similar styles in how men are raised in at least Western culture.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Hi there, my name's Aaron Matek.
And I'm Katie Halper.
And we are Useful Idiots, the irreverent politics podcast calling out corporate politicians and their media stenographers.
Here, no one is safe from our ridicule. A wise journalist once said that all news can fit into the four basic food groups of news.
The four food groups are Democrats suck, Republicans suck, isn't that weird, and isn't that terrible. Each week, we deep dive on one news story from each category, covering the 2024 election, America's endless proxy wars, and so much more.
Plus, we host weekly interviews with politicians, journalists, writers, rock stars, comedians, and more.
Past guests include Noam Chomsky, Roger Waters, Abby Martin, Noor Erekat, Oliver Stone, Bernie Sanders, and David Cross.
So ditch corporate media and learn what's really going on in the world with Useful Idiots. New episodes drop every Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
And so when we allow ourselves that psychological release, this is why therapy is so powerful. You know, therapy is as much about the release as it is about the addressing of issues. But like, you're releasing a lot of stored up energy. And when that happens, you end up having this cathartic unwinding of tension in your body, which is why a lot of times, even just having that real conversation with a brother is going to allow you guys to feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. So this is also an unspoken conversation that men need to start having in their everyday lives. Again, this is why the wild man is so powerful, because these are conversations we get into. Another one is evolving into emotionally intelligent man. We are not doing that in so many ways, and I see it, unfortunately, as the common theme that men are still stuck in the nonsense that they've been given from the previous generations, in which they're not evolving into being emotionally intelligent. And emotional intelligence is a beautiful thing. One, it helps you to understand yourself far better because you're asking the right questions. Two, it allows you to understand other people far better so you can actually lend real support. And three, it allows you to actually be a high quality leader, which in our pedigree as men, we are designed to be leaders. At least the men out there that are truly stepping forward into the masculine, they are destined to be leaders. And if you aren't finding emotional intelligence, your ceiling as a leader is going to be very limited. So emotional intelligence as a man needs to be talked about and conversed with your brothers, because a high likelihood is they are probably leaders in their lives. And when you guys discuss this as leaders, you get to share ideas and collaborate about emotional intelligence from the position of a leader. Additionally, you guys get the opportunity to talk about emotional intelligence as a husband or as a partner or as a father or as a brother. Like, you get the ability to talk about emotional intelligence from the same perspective and relational experiences that your brothers have. So evolving into an emotionally intelligent man is an important practice, and it involves the five components that of emotional intelligence. Now, this is like your self-awareness, your self-regulation, your motivation, your empathy, and your social skills. All five of those are important to your development as a man, and they're also key for developing as a high-quality leader and somebody that people look to for input, for feedback, for improvement, for collaboration, for communication, because that's an important piece for us as human beings. And when we have all of those components, we have a more fulfilling life. We also have more avenues of conversations around things that are important. And it's no longer talking about these surface level conversations that most men have. You're getting into the real nitty gritty on how to actually grow in life and grow as an individual. So emotional intelligence is huge in one conversation that we absolutely need to start having with our brothers. And finally, the unspoken conversation that a lot of men don't have is the pressure to succeed. Social media is just absolutely saturated with this. we perceive everybody as they are just crushing it in life. You know, you have no idea how many comments I get from people that are like, oh, you're crushing it. And you're like, no, I'm not, motherfucker. And so it's like, you've got to have this real conversation of around the pressure to succeed, because the pressure to succeed is going to have you living a lie. The pressure to succeed is going to have you comparing and beating yourself up when it's unnecessary and unwarranted, because the people you're probably comparing yourself to are not having the success that they are perceived to have. And I have seen this so much in the entrepreneurial space. I have seen this so much in the self-development space. I have seen this so much in these people who want to perceive themselves as, or want you to perceive them as crushing it in entrepreneurship, and they're really not. Like, they're making ends meet barely sometimes, and sometimes not even making ends meet. And this isn't a judgment of them. This is a vindication of you to say, hey, release that expectation comparisonitis that you're having with a lot of what's going on that's placing this pressure to succeed on us as men. And I heard a pastor say this in a sermon recently, and it was, the doors we close sometimes are the ones that help us to succeed. Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing because it was about finances, but I'm adding a little bit in there. And he's perfectly correct. It's like, when you shut those doors of comparisonitis and maybe even step away from social media and start to have conversations about the pressures to succeed with your brothers, you actually shut the door onto the things that are hurting you and open the door to the things that are going to help you. And when we shut the doors to the things that are hurting us, we release that pressure and we have the real conversations that allow us to open up about what's hurting us, what's harming our psychology and our mindsets around actually improving our position in life and in success, right? And it's also, we allow ourselves to reframe success. What does that even really mean for you? Because if you sit there and saturate your mind with success being driven by a bank account, then that is going to be your measure of success, but not due to authentically connecting with it. It's due to the fact that you constantly just saturate your environment with it. And when that happens, you're now living a life based on a predetermined version of success that actually isn't necessarily your route for success. I know plenty of people who say, if I can pay my bills and have some little extra income to do the things I enjoy, if I can have that life while being the best father and the best husband that I can be possible, I'm good with life. That's their measure of success, being at all their kids' sporting events, being at all their kids' recitals and everything else, being there for their wives and being able to provide nice things to them in the sense of, like, when they want to go out to dinner, it's not a hassle. It's just finding a babysitter if they have kids. Or when they want to take a trip, it's not a hassle. It's finding the time because they have their businesses or they have work going on. And that's my point, is that when we open up about this pressure to succeed, we actually give ourselves the opportunity to define success based on our terms and give ourselves a goal that's aligned with who we are and what we believe a happy life involves. So these are kind of the unspoken conversations that aren't happening with men. And some of the things that we focus on in the Wild Man and what we will focus on in the Mastermind, because these are where we develop as well-rounded men. This is where we develop as a man of high quality nature and somebody who actually is putting time into our own personal development and putting time into what it means to be a man that is evolving in this life and someone who is evolving and giving the next generation a higher standard, a higher caliber of man, as I like to say in this show, a higher caliber of man for them to achieve as they grow up. So I hope this resonates with you guys. I hope this took you down a path of really questioning your conversations with the men in your lives. And I hope that it gives you an idea of the next things that you guys can open up. Maybe pick out one of these things and say that when you get with your brothers, even if it's around, you know, you guys all having some beers, man, that is totally okay. Like, you can do that. If it's around that and you guys are opening up and having real conversations around it, then have the real conversations with that component involved. That is okay. Or if it's you guys are playing some kind of sport together or watching, you know, a football game. Now we're getting into football season, guys. This is the perfect time to do things that men traditionally do and incorporate the evolution of men in it. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you guys are interested in the Wild Man Mastermind, go ahead and fill out the link in my show notes. I'd love to consider you guys for it. We already have a few of the spots taken. It is not for guys that are opposed to investing in themselves. I'm not going to convince you to do that. It is a high level investment with a high level return and improvement, not only on your life, but the brothers you have and the business that you have. So if you are interested and you are a high level dude, typically most guys that are entrepreneurs or high level CEOs and executives for their businesses, this is for you guys. It is a small community of men. We are going to have 12 months together. We are going to dive into your life every month. Every guy is going to get that opportunity. We're going to have guest coaches. We're going to have a group chat. You guys have multiple calls a month, and you are going to get 3 in-person events that are going to be held all-inclusive for you guys. That's part of the pricing. So you guys just show up to those events. We have the dates set for those already, so you can plan for them. They're all in 2025, and that is where we're moving forward. So if you are a high-level dude who understands the importance of investment in himself, who understands that growth and development comes with an exchange of energy, which typically is the cost of the mastermind, then please apply to this because this is for you. If you're not ready for that, that's totally okay. I'm still here for you guys. The free content, the immense amount of free content I put out is for you. And that is what you can continue to dive into to improve yourself and hopefully start to build that wealth so you can get into a mastermind like this. So anyways, I am here for you guys. I appreciate everybody who's listening to the show. And thank you guys so much for tuning in again. As always, remember that it is our obligation, the world deserves a better caliber of man, and it's our obligation to give it to him. That's my sign off. Thanks, guys. See you on the next episode.
The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Hi there, my name's Aaron Matek.
And I'm Katie Halper.
And we are Useful Idiots, the irreverent politics podcast calling out corporate politicians and their media stenographers.
Here, no one is safe from our ridicule. A wise journalist once said that all news can fit into the 4 basic food groups of news.
The 4 food groups are Democrats suck, Republicans suck, isn't that weird, and isn't that terrible. Each week, we deep dive on one news story from each category, covering the 2024 election, America's endless proxy wars, and so much more.
Plus, we host weekly interviews with politicians, journalists, writers, rock stars, comedians, and more.
Past guests include Noam Chomsky, Roger Waters, Abby Martin, Noor Erekat, Oliver Stone, Bernie Sanders, and David Cross.
So ditch corporate media and learn what's really going on in the world with Useful Idiots. New episodes drop every Friday wherever you get your podcasts.